We begin this hour with the reality in Ukraine, as the country asks the EU to keep up economic pressure on Russia. Russia has been supporting separatists in eastern Ukraine with troops and weapons. European leaders are meeting in Brussels right now and aren't expected to announce any new sanctions against Moscow. That's because a ceasefire agreement is widely seen as taking hold, and the fighting has, in fact, died down. But NPR's Corey Flintoff recently visited a stretch of the front line where the shooting has never stopped.
That's the sound of the ceasefire near the village of Pisky, incoming mortar rounds in sporadic waves. Pisky is a village on the Ukrainian government side of the front line, but it's not far from the separatist-controlled city of Donetsk. We're at a militia camp a little over a mile from the shelling, and the fighters here aren't paying much attention to the distant sound. Most of them are more focused on target practice with their Kalashnikovs. These troops rotate back and forth to the front, and right now they're on a break. Their commander, who goes by the nickname Mongol, says the separatists and the Russians have never observed the ceasefire.
They haven't stopped shelling. They didn't pull back their heavy artillery, their tanks, their mortars, nothing. We moved all our stuff back 50 kilometers, but they didn't.
Mongol sits with his men in an unfinished log building that serves as his headquarters. On the wall behind him is the red and black banner of the Right Sector, the far-right political group that formed its own armed force to fight in eastern Ukraine. The Right Sector is often accused by Russian media of being neo-Nazi and fascist, charges that Mongol shrugs off.
Patriots. We're just patriots. They say we eat kids and all that, but it's just lies, and any sane person understands that.
Mongol says the reason he joined the Right Sector militia is because it was the unit that was always closest to the front. The fighters here say they've been taking casualties nearly every day since the ceasefire began. The wounded come here first, to a makeshift medical station run by a cheerful woman who goes by the nickname Mama.
We get guys from the front line here with concussions or shrapnel or gunshot wounds. We stabilize them and send them on to a hospital.
The station is actually an old ambulance donated to the region years ago by the fire department in Fairfax, Virginia. And Mama is a 47-year-old grandmother who worked as an anesthesiologist at a maternity hospital before the war. She says she came here to be close to her son and husband after they joined the Right Sector as medics. Our whole family's here, she says. Mama knows the risks. Not long ago, she says, she saw her son drive up and deliver a wounded man. The tires on his car had been shot out and he was driving on the rims. She watched as he got into another car and drove right back to the front. Some of the medical treatment at the front is given by two Ukrainian Orthodox priests, striking figures in long black cassocks with camouflage jackets and helmets. Father Oleksandr Golovchenko says he sees a renewal of hope and faith in Ukraine's struggle.
It would be very hard to be here without faith. If you just look with physical eyes and put God away, there is no hope. If you look with God's eyes, there's hope everywhere. And even when guys are dying, no one dies in vain.
Vain or not, more than 6,000 people have been killed in a year of fighting in eastern Ukraine, and the shooting goes on. Corey Flintoff, NPR News.